Greetings, blessings, and peace to everyone. This is Steve coming back again with another How to Manifest Anything and Everything to Desire Using Law of Attraction podcast, where we talk about how to manifest the things that you truly desire into your reality. And I take you on a journey as I help you, as well as others, with using Law of Attraction to attract what you want into your reality using really simple steps. You can also join the community by going to learnhowtomanifest.org, where there's a free video course where I talk about the three main steps to attracting what you want, as well as you'll be able to dive deeper into learning how to use law of attraction. So also, I'm on my drive-in, so you'll have to excuse me, but yeah, I just wanted to give you this this quick episode. So basically, I wanted to talk about in this episode, I want you to be careful of what you think about. Okay, you want to be careful of what you think about, because what you think about most is what you become. All right, what you think about most is what you become. Now I'll tell you a quick story. So I was, if you don't know, I was in a really low place when I first found Law of Attraction and started actually applying it really seriously. And the reason why I was in that low place is because of the way that I was thinking. And you never realize what you are actually doing to yourself, right, until it's too late. So there's something called, some people call it self-sabotage. I just call it the power of your thoughts, right? You become what you think about the most. So I was trying to reach specific goals. I was trying to be successful with music, and I was also trying to be successful in different like business opportunities that I was jumping into in order to raise funds for my music. And basically, the only thing that I was focusing on was lack and what I was not achieving, instead of focusing on the actual goal that was at hand. And what you have to remember is, and one of the reasons why Law of Attraction does not work for a lot of people, is because they will actually apply the strategies and the steps to attract what they want, but once they don't see it come after 24 hours, they start doubting themselves, they start doubting Law of Attraction, they start doubting their ability to manifest the things that they desire, and they start doubting whether or not they're ever going to reach whatever goal it is that they set for themselves. And as soon as you start doing that, you get exactly what you're asking for, right? If you're saying to yourself, why am I not succeeding? Well, guess what? You will begin to not succeed just from that thought alone. The more negative thoughts that you have, the faster that negative energy or that negative vibration is going to attract negative things to you. The negative is actually powerful in your situation or in our circumstances than the positive. And the reason for that is our belief is not at a place where we automatically believe that that positive outcome is going to happen, right? Because we've had so many negative outcomes happen throughout our lives, we know that that can happen, but we don't know whether or not the positive can happen because we haven't seen as many positive outcomes as negative outcomes. And the main thing and the most powerful secret about all of the law of attraction strategies, techniques that you can use, the main and number one thing is belief. If you don't believe that you can manifest what you want, then you will never manifest it. Okay, you will never be able to attract it. That's why when you go through my course, that's one of the main things that I hit on is developing your belief to be able to attract what you want, right? Because it doesn't matter what you try to attract or what goal you try to hit. If you don't believe that you can achieve it, then you're going to just self-sabotage yourself. It's not going to happen, basically. You will never be in the correct vibrational frequency to attract the things that you desire. You'll never vibrate at the same frequency as what you desire to manifest into your reality, because your belief is too low, or it doesn't, it just, it's not a, a vibrational match. So that's really it for this episode. Just watch what you think about, right? A big thing is that one of my mentors, he told me not even to watch, don't watch the news. He told me not to watch negative or horror movies, stuff like that. Like, that immediately will put you in a negative vibration, right? That's strategically, that exists strategically to keep us from actually achieving our highest potential. There's actually, I won't even get into that, but there's actually, like, powers that be that don't want us to evolve into the being that they know that we can be, right? They don't want us to actually they don't want us to be great. I'll put it like that. We live in a fear-based society, so that's the reason why we have the news channels and all that stuff. It's not to inform you, but they could. I digress. I'll save that for another topic, another episode. But like I said, make sure you join the community. Go to learnhowtomanifest.org, because that's where I go in deep on this type of stuff, as well as pick up the course, right? There's a free video as well as a course where you could actually dive a lot deeper into law of attraction. So I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead, like, share, comment, do all that good stuff. And always, I want you to always remember, you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want in this reality, okay? All you have to do is believe, all right? Take care, God bless, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.